Hello,
hi, good evening. Yes, sir. Hi, good evening. My name is Ricardo Conley from Opinion Research. We're calling on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craftworkers. I would just like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and our local communities. I'm not going to sell you nothing, and I'm not going to ask you for donation. Can you please help me out, sir?
Oh, I might try.
Okay, am I speaking with Mr. Richard Feltz?
Yes.
Okay, sir. And to start off, sir, how many years have you worked in that masonry industry?
45.
45, okay. All right, and what is your primary branch of the trade? Cement mason, marble mason, plasterer, terrazzo mechanic or finisher, tile marble finisher, brick mason, okay? All right, sir, and the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, joint level mechanic, apprentice, finisher helper, or an improver?
Foreman.
All right, sir. And yes or no, are you currently working on the trade?
Nope. I retired 2 years ago.
Okay, sir. And approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted work, over the past 12 months in your craft?
I was retired.
Okay, sir. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors or over the past year?
Nope.
All right. And yes or no, sir, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Okay, and thinking about the way you see that your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
I would say more.
More construction, okay. And do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same?
You just asked me that question, I thought.
It just popped up here again, sir. And let me see right here. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
No. I would say probably not.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
Okay. And thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, In the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, about the same, or less unemployment than now?
More unemployment.
More than now? Okay. Now, looking back at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
Probably worse.
Thank you, sir. Now, switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, sir, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Dust air quality, COVID-19, fall risks, falling objects, heat and cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, or no real safety concerns?
Probably the language problem.
Language problems? Okay.
Yep.
And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months, sir?
No.
No? Okay. And for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Political canvassing?
No.
Union organizing?
No.
Picketing?
No.
Thank you, sir. Now, in the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Regularly?
I'm retired, so I'm not working.
Correct, sir. Now, changing the subjects of the world beyond the union, please rank the news sources from the one that you are most likely to get your news from to the one that you are least likely to get your news from. And right here, sir, I have friends and neighbors, radio, cable news, the internet or social media, local TV news programming, print or online newspaper. Which
probably
would be the
friends.
First to go to? Friends, okay.
Probably friends.
And what would be your last to go to? Like to get your to news from?
Probably the TV.
The TV? All right. Mm-hmm. Now, we just got four right here, okay? We got radio, cable news, the internet, or social media. How would you rate those? I mean, like, which one would you...
I don't know. I don't do any of those. I don't listen to any of them, so...
Okay. All right. Let me see right here. All right. Now, which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Jobs and the economy, foreign policy, support for labor unions, healthcare, immigration, the environment, education, or something else?
Education.
Thank you, sir. And as you may know, BSC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act, sir?
No.
All right. Now, as you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say that it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not important at all that the federal elected officials support it?
Very important.
Okay, sir. Thank you. And generally speaking, do you believe that the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections for the Davis-Bacon Act?
I'd rather not answer that question.
Okay, sir. That's an option also. And as you know, sir, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more on this dispute? The United Auto Workers, the UAW, or GM, Ford, Stellantis?
The Auto Workers.
The UAW, much more or somewhat more?
Yep. Somewhat more.
Okay, sir. And please indicate if you approve or you disapprove of the job that Joe Biden has done, which of the following? His first is his job as president overall.
Highly disapprove.
Okay, we could somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Support for labor unions?
I really don't have any idea.
Okay, sir. And what about healthcare?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat, sir?
Strongly. Strongly.
Okay. And what about immigration?
Strongly disapprove.
The economy?
Strongly disapprove.
And the last one right here is foreign affairs.
Strongly disapprove.
Okay, sir. Now, do you approve or you disapprove of the way that Congress is handling this job?
Disapprove.
Somewhat or strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you, sir. And are you registered to vote?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Now, I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in the November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you don't think you'll vote?
I definitely vote.
Almost. Okay. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote, sir?
Donald Trump.
All right. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement, security, and safety?
No.
Okay. And turning back to BSC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Just fair.
Okay, sir. All right, sir. We're almost done here. How would you rate the overall effectiveness of the International Union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
All right. And now, in your own words, how could the union best improve its representation and service?
Being retired, I really don't have an opinion on that. I'm really not that involved in it anymore, so I don't know.
Okay, being retired, I don't have an opinion on that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sir. Now, what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year or the next? In your words, what is the most important thing that the union should be working on?
Probably training. Because we don't have enough work players.
Okay, you said probably training because we do not have enough bricklayers.
Correct.
Enough bricklayers. Very well. Okay, sir. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Text, job site, email, mail, union meetings?
Mail.
Okay. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BSC? 4 or more times a year? A couple of times a year? Once a year or never?
Probably a couple times here.
All right, sir. And let me see right here, sir. I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or something else?
Republican.
All right. And would you call yourself a strong Republican or not a very strong Republican?
Probably a strong Republican.
Okay, sir. Thank you. And just to make sure that we have a representative sample, what is your race?
Caucasian.
Okay. And, sir, finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I please have just your first name?
Richard.
Richard. Hey, Richard. My name is Richard as well. All right. Sir, thank you very much for your participation on this survey. Thank you for helping out. And you have a blessed evening, sir.
Thank you. You too. Bye.